His name is Russell Ray Bucanero, but his friends call him Russell Buck. These days, he says fewer people feel comfortable calling him friend.
I'll give you an example. I had a close friend. I asked him to come up and plow his driveway out last winter. He says, geez, I don't know if I can. Somebody might see me. And that was one of my closest friends, and he never came. So
Bucanero is about as close to the proposed mine as you can get, a half mile. His ancestors emigrated here from Finland.
My grandmother was born across the street here in the year 1900. Her family had been here since 1858.
Bucanero bought 40 acres from his aunts in 1990, and on a smidge of the parcel, built this snug log cabin and sauna.
This was my sanctuary. It was a quiet place. You hardly ever saw a car. You'd have to wait days for a car to go by. One time I spent 4 days here without seeing anybody go by.
Looking out his cabin window, you see the Pinocchio Hill that the company GTEC would take in the first phase of its proposed mine.
Did GTEC come and say, we'd like to buy your 40 acres?
GTEC offered me last September. Bill Williams called me. And he says, Russ, he says, we'll give you $10,000 a year, and we'll let you stay in your camp for 9 days of deer season. I took that to be very insulting. You know, I'm not going to bury my head in a stand, and I'm not going no place, and this land will never be for sale, and this is going to stand.
Bucanero and his wife live not far from here, in Iron Belt. They raised two sons and have two grandkids. Bucanero says his family has always gotten by, his wife working in a paper mill, him driving truck.
I've never been poor in my life. Me and my wife have never, if I can't buy it, I don't get it. We're here, we stayed here all our lives because of what it is. Because of the clean air and the water. And we're able to fish and hunt.
He invites people to visit his 40 acres to see what he believes could be lost and what has already changed due to GTEC's rock and water sampling.
There's been squad cars on the road and gravel trucks running up and down. People just want to bury their head in the sand and say, well, it's going to happen. Well, that's not the case. If we all pull together and let our legislators and congressmen and all our politicians know that we cannot see Lake Superior ruined. All these mountains, springs come out of them and feed all these creeks that run out of them, and everything runs towards Vada River, and it's eventually going to pollute the water in Lake Superior.
Stephen Spickerman and his wife moved to this region long after Bucanero's clan, and what attracted them was its soil.
A very narrow band of sandy loam, about 600 feet higher than the lake.
Lake Superior. Spickerman's snatched up the parcel and named it Hermit Creek Farm.
Our farm was originally homesteaded in 1901 by a Finnish family. We bought it from the original farm family, but it hadn't been lived on since 1938. It was abandoned during the Depression. We sort of resurrected it.
The fruits of the Spickerman's labors surround him, baskets filled with giganto beets, greens of multiple hues, and fresh-cut bouquets. This is their Saturday routine, selling produce at the farmer's market in downtown Ashland. Spickerman's also have a burgeoning CSA business. Families buy in and receive produce by the boxful and nearly year-round, thanks to greenhouses and a sophisticated root cellar.
We have 150 members right now. We kind of project out that we'd like to have about 250 to 300 at some point. Onions, potatoes, those have been the big ones, cabbage. Carrots, crops that we can store, we keep on selling right through the winter.
Spickerman believes there's room to build many more small, highly productive farms in the region that create jobs. He says the movement is already starting. He points over his shoulder to a young fellow arranging radishes and lettuce.
Brian Clements worked for us for 4 years, and we've been his mentor for the last 4 years. And now he just bought his own farm and is the next wave.
The 8 o'clock bell signals
Michelle.
Sales can begin. So this is not the time to talk possible mine, but Spickerman opposes it. He says crops and future farmers need rich soil and clean water. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
You can just keep that.
Okay. Hermit Creek has a punch card?
We do. You pre-buy it through our website. And you buy it, you know, like in the wintertime, and you get a little bit of savings on your summer.